So if he's going Friday, it's probably safe to rule him out for this weekend, right?
I wouldn't get too. We'll see. We'll see what the doctor says when he gets there.
Is the fracture part, though, ruled out that he had last time? I mean, last time I believe it was two separate injuries or kind of the same, but...
Again, there is no new injury, if that's what you're asking. There's no new injury.
Is he doing his rehab
yeah.
work?
Yeah. He's one of those. He's in all the meetings. He doesn't miss a thing.
How did he look on the field?
Excuse?
How did he look on the field in the two games that he played?
He looked good. He looked good running around. Had great energy. Missed a lot of practice time, so I'm not going to tell you he was in as good a game condition as he could have been, but he looked very good.
Do you know how it happened? Did he take a wrong step, or did he just step on someone's foot? Or
something. If I recall right, it was something about stepping on someone's foot.
Tom, we always ask you about the opponent, obviously, and the Texans present challenges in different fashions. But how much do you look at it like your team, if it cleans up what it does, if it doesn't have the self-inflicted issues, how much better you would be on a game day?
No, there's no question. That's what we talk about all the time. Go back to John Wooden. It's your team. Your concern is your team. Now, obviously, the opponent coming in here, and you're looking for strengths, weaknesses, how they play, what their strengths are, so on and so forth. But your team is where most of your attention and your energy goes to try to correct the things that prevent us from winning a game.
Penalties, turnovers, receivers not making catches, O-line, whatever the case might be, how receptive two games in has this group been to doing what you're asking in terms of...
Well, they've been good about... They listen well. They've talked a lot among themselves about the same issues that I brought up. But, they mean well, but it's got to take place on the field.
Tom, when you studied what Andre Williams has done the first two games, has he gotten... the most of what he could get, or was there a little?
There's some things there that he missed. He missed a couple opportunities the other night, and he's well aware of it.
After running well in the preseason, obviously the regular season is a whole different animal. Is that just his rookie growing pains, or?
Oh, I think it is. Yeah, I think he just missed. He made the error of not believing or not staying with his initial key, and kind of getting off and being a little helter skelter, and then finding nothing.
That's just practice time and watching and everything.
You had him in there as, I think on that one of those final drives on first and second down there when we're in pretty much straight passing mode. Do you have more confidence in him now in the passing game that he's progressed to the point where?
Yeah, he's made progress there.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll continue to get better in that area too. But sometimes there's a need for. To make that substitution just because the other guys had two or three things in a row and he needs a little rest. But we're okay with putting him in there. He's done okay with that.
You've had some rough starts in the past. Does the way that you try to motivate a team, is that tailored to the kind of the personality of the team each year, or does your message
stay
the same?
Win every game, thank you. We'd like to start fast. I've been a couple of years since that's happened, but everything's geared to start fast, including five preseason games. But obviously we haven't gotten that done.
Tom, what, if anything, can you do on the practice field to prevent the penalties that have been so detrimental, particularly the ones on third down?
Well, you see the officials here, and the officials, we've asked them to be very strict in their calls. Other than talk about it, show it, look at it, bring them updates on a weekly basis as to what we get from Dean Blandino in terms of how things are going to be called and what the exact interpretations are. We try to do all those things. But if you look around the league, you see there's games where there's just an incredible number of penalties called. And then there's other games, when we studied the first game of the year and so on and so forth. And then last weekend we had more penalties than we could ever think would take place after having four in the opener.